Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, December 6, 2023. US futures are pointing to a higher open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened in a positive territory following advanced levels in Asian markets. US dollar is higher versus euro, but it's softer against the Japanese yen and sterling, with a biggest drop versus Aussie dollar. Treasury yields are up slightly across the board. WTI crude oil futures are lower, gold is up, and industrial metals are higher too. In macro news, the soft U.S. labor data has provided further support to soft landing, disinflation, and peak Fed narratives. Markets are also betting that other central banks will join the Fed in easing policy in 2024. Meanwhile, there are thoughts that markets are becoming too optimistic in their expectations of rate cuts, setting the stage for disappointment if policymakers choose to push back more powerfully. Elsewhere, there is a lot of press coverage on China's stock slump deepening as traders remain worried of economic health. Moody's outlook downgrade was leaked before the official announcement, coinciding with an accelerated sell-off on Tuesday afternoon. The PBOC also stepped up the defense of China yuan after fixing the midpoint with a strong bias. And in Japan, the BOJ Deputy Governor Himeno reiterated the need for continued easing with inflation progress mixed. But he also discussed the hypothetical outcome from a stimulus exit. On the data front, Reuters' Tenkan survey showed Japan's manufacturer sentiment rose sharply amid the easing of semiconductor shortage and higher auto output. This came ahead of the Japan Q3 GDP second print on Friday, with consensus looking for a narrower contraction. The Australian GDP growth missed expectations as cost of living pressures saw consumption growth slowed to the lowest level since early 2021. In Europe, Germany's factory orders saw a big drop in October due to a sharp fall in mechanical engineering. And the UK construction PMI indicated a decline for the third month amid a slump in house building. Key focus on the US macro calendar today includes the revised Q3 productivity and Q3 unit labor costs, the November ADP employment report, the October trade balance, the weekly MBA mortgage purchase applications, and the weekly DOE crude inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are Campbell Soup and Brown-Forman. They're posting their results before the open. In corporate news, Apple reportedly wants iPhone 16 batteries to be made in India. The company is encouraging battery makers to increase their production in the country or establish new factories there, according to the Financial Times. But industry experts tell the Financial Times that Apple suppliers may not find increasing production in India easy. Allied is exploring a sale of the company, according to Reuters. People familiar with the matter say that the company is working with JP Morgan and has drawn interest from infrastructure funds and buyout firms. In Asia, equities advanced on Wednesday. Japan and Australia outperformed in the region. Hong Kong edged up after touching a 13-month low yesterday. Mainland China benchmarks were mixed. Taiwan and South Korea markets logged mild gains. Southeast Asia was mostly higher, and India is trading higher too. European equity markets have opened higher. The Eurozone money market is pricing in 150 basis points of the European Central Bank rate cuts next year after yesterday's Schnabel comments and weak economic data. And the EU is reportedly set to propose a 3-year delay to tariffs on the UK EV trade. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Wednesday, December 6, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.